I'd get on my bike, nonstop from one corner of Sweetwater to the other. I'd get there, I'd have to drag, I'd use the elevator with my bike. And then I'd go into Ernie's house, leave the bike sitting outside, we'd hang out, this and that. Hey man, you think we should, let's go to the comic book store. Dude, that's pretty far, yeah. Hey, let's go on, okay. Hey man, let's go to George's house. Okay, yeah, let's go. By the end of, and it was fine. And you were like slim and, you know, and sweat would be pouring. You'd drink water like this. And you'd keep going. And it was, ask me to do that now. Dude.
It'd be like, nee.
Yeah.
Scratched. Or if Eloy's experimenting again and he's going to show up late.
Well, it's all part of his plan, his master plan, where he eats a big bowl, of chili, and then passes out.
I get home at 4:30, so I'm like waiting around. I'm like, I don't want to start any project, and I don't want to get too hammered.
I made that mistake one night. I started drinking.
The hammered project.
The hammered part, and then by the time we were like halfway through the podcast, I found myself like falling asleep because I'm such a fun guy.
So is your Thursday regiment different? You make sure you don't get too hammered so you can still record at night?
I haven't had anything to drink tonight because I was working on something, but it's all about getting the mix right.
Yeah, I had 3 hours of sleep last night. I told Amy, I said, I think I'm just going to drink one beer tonight.
3 hours? Wow.
Yeah, it was awful.
I think I beat myself up in my sleep because my left nipple really hurts.
So kinky. What do you
that's not beating yourself
you're
up.
Doing to yourself?
I used to have this nightmare that I was at a party and people got really drunk and they thought I was a grenade, so they were trying to pull my nipple rings out. It was very it was very disturbing. I don't know if I just grabbed my own nipple ring and yanked on it or what the hell happened.
I don't disagree. That is very disturbing. Yeah. We need that Goodbye Horses song in the background.
Nice. I'm not familiar with that song.
Yeah, you are. It's the song that's in the background of Silence of the Lambs when he's doing the Wiener Tuck dance.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I mean, I like the dance. I still don't know the song.
Yeah. if you heard it, you'd go, you'd totally know this tune.
Okay, I believe you.
Yeah, no, you would. It's called Goodbye Horses.
By whom?
I couldn't tell you.
Just say an artist and be wrong, and then we can correct it later.
It's by some German weird band.
Madonna?
Yeah, it's by...
Rammstein?
Yeah, it's by Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond tune. One of his
like a band called Madonna Rammstein. I still don't... Doc has hinted at it a few times about starting a scratched band, but... If we weren't to go with the scratched name, what would we call it?
Oh, that's where we bust out Dingle and the Berries.
We just shoot straight for Dingle and the Berries?
I mean, I can't see any of us fronting the band except Eloy. He is Dingle.
Wait, Doc doesn't play anything, though, does he?
I play the bass well enough. I could fake it.
Well, that's most bass players.
Yeah, man. I could totally pull it off. I downplay. I mean, if you give me songs to learn, I'd be there the next time I know.
I see Ryan has his summer cut.
Man, yeah, we've been working outside all week, and it's just too much. Two inches of hair is too much.
Doing what?
We just ripped the back off of this dude. Wanted us to move his garage. I think 8 feet out, like the back of his garage, just a single car garage.
So expand it.
Yeah, the length of it, so he can park his freaking F-250 in it.
Nice.
And he literally has to close his mirrors to get it in the garage. And I can't imagine that he has more than like 10 inches to get out of this thing, because this garage is tiny. But instead of like ripping out the wall and just building a new wall at the other end, he wanted us to move the wall and then add on back to it. It's just so stupid.
That's way more labor.
Yeah, well, I'm not paying for it. Scratched. I think me and you have talked about it before, Doc, on the side, like these people that have like pure white carpet. Who has pure white carpet? And my dad always says rich people.
Yeah. People who are you know, over mean and undereducated.
Man.
You know.
Yeah, and I think, did I send that to the podcast or chat or to you, those mahogany garage doors?
I know I saw them. Probably just me. Gosh. I think it was just me.
Solid mahogany garage doors, and they had four of them, I do believe.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. I don't. What if you had that kind of money? Would you do stuff like that? Like just ridiculous overkill on things?
If I'd already burned through my toy list, probably.
Yeah.
If I'm somewhere not caring about it, sure.
Yeah. Well,
ultimately, you've paid somebody that just wants to. You've paid somebody, the decorator or whoever, designer, probably getting paid on commission. So they're going to spend as much as possible.
Right. But you guys would probably do this stuff yourself, correct?
Like, oh, no. If I hit it big, I'm going to be one of those guys pointing.
Right, so you wouldn't be one of those guys that, like, if you hit it big, you would build your own house. Like, you would literally build it yourself.
I would, I would, I would go on vacation.
Really?
Come back and the house would be done. Yeah. Oh. I have no interest in construction type projects really anymore. Yeah. Like, I like building stuff in the shop and tools and like little things. And like, you guys kind of see the projects I'm into. Nothing sweeping. I'm very big into sweeping.
I think Doc's projects tap out at sweeping and sticking googly eyes on them.
Right. I mean, the important things, correct.
Yeah.
But like, as far as like construction remodel stuff and like, oh, I'm going to build my house, I would have a lot to do with like how it was furnished maybe or what was in it. But as far as like hands-on, no.
White carpet. That.
You've worked in the contracting world though. You've seen what these people do.
Oh yeah. Out in the field.
Oh, it's just awful.
Mm-hmm. It is, you know, I've dealt with the people. I knew this carpenter in the city, in New York City, and as he used to say, they pay you to do it. They don't pay you to like it. So, you know,
that's true.
Kind of how it goes down.
So, Bale City has a toy list. I want to know what's on that toy list.
Oh, I mean, like, you know, adult toys, like not those kind of adult toys.
I just long-piped myself.
With an adult toy?
I just got sprayed up my nose.
Is that a good time for one of those? That's what she said thing?
Jeez.
Yeah. Throw it in there.
No, I knew what you meant.
I meant like the car you always wanted, the 69 Chevelle, some more drum gear, some recording gear.
So you're not going full on, you know, motorcycle,
I don't like jet skis, but motorcycle, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Some more firearms, stuff like that. But I would totally work on my house, unlike Doc.
No,
work on it or would you build one from scratch?
I like the older houses as opposed to the new houses. I like the charm.
My agreed.
My house is 95, and my goal or my plan in my little wee brain is that I want to have all the major projects done by the time it turns 100. But I'm
major as in roof and all that stuff.
Yeah, so the roof, bathroom renovation, new fence, fix a retaining wall, back deck, stuff like that. I want to do an attic expansion, but that probably won't happen. I'd like to renovate the kitchen too, like open up a wall so it's more of an open floor plan.
Hmm.
But currently the bank's holding all my money hostage from the storm damage.
Dicks.
So I can't get very far, but I'm signing the contract on the roof this week. So
that's good.
Scratched. A couple years ago, there was a mansion for sale up in Gardner, the S.K. Pierce Haunted Mansion, and it was for sale for like $325,000, which I probably could have swung if I sold my house. But then it's like, what? You know, I don't believe in ghosts, but there's always the, what if it is actually haunted by demons, and I just sold all my house, you know, my other house, and I have no out. I'd be stuck.
Shacking up with the ghosts,
and then I'd have no money to fix the dang thing because it was so much in disrepair.
Come on, Scooby, let's see who's under this mask.
Oh man, so a company from Jersey bought it, and they've been restoring it for years, and they want to open it up as a bed and breakfast, and then also have like a, you know, an October Halloweenish haunt. But if they ever actually open it, I'll probably go stay up there just to.
And that's not too far from you.
Let's see. Gardner, it's an hour and a half. It's up by Scrapwood Jesus.
Okay. And the audience says, who?
Yeah. Well, we can't reveal his identity.
Yes, we don't do that.
We have these questions that you guys had me note from last week, but I feel like we won't do it justice if a certain person isn't here.
Call him.
Guy.
So we're gonna do another live call on air that call he doesn't
him. Call him.
Should I let his phone number play this time?
Yep.
If he keeps showing up late, he's gonna have to keep editing this podcast. Really crunching my buzz, Eloy.
Eloy's pool hall. Thank you for busting my balls.
Oh no!
You're live on air.
Hello, you're live on air. We're scratched.
What? Where you at?
I'm freaking here on. Are you recording?
Yeah, we're about 20 minutes in.
I don't know what to tell you, dude. I don't know where my mind is, dude. I started making boxes and this and that, and all of a sudden, let me go get on.
All right, we'll see you there.
Yep. Make sure you get something to eat.
He's really he's gonna go down the rabbit hole on the lathe, right? This is textbook rabbit hole lathe syndrome.
Textbook rabbit hole. Oh, I didn't realize I was playing video games for 3 hours longer than I was supposed to. I didn't realize it was supposed to be at work an hour ago.
He doesn't play video games, does he?
No, but I'm saying it's the same style addiction. Like you completely lose track of time. Yeah. Lathe is the same way.
Is it? I've never used one.
It is for me. I can go start spinning something and be like, oh shit, 2 o'clock in the morning, huh? All right, well, maybe I should go to bed.
My mind is in a different place, dude.
Eloy, you're live on the air right now, so you know we're...
Yeah, I know.
We now return to Scratched, already in progress.
I haven't even eaten.
I was gonna say, get yourself something to eat. How are we going to gross yourself?
Take a rest. Take a nap as well.
No, don't take a nap.
Oh, man.
Are you so addicted to your lathe now you stop eating and sleeping?
Well, I'm learning so that I can put stuff up for sale because that's where my brain is at. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm thinking, you know, survival and such.
I think maybe you should grab yourself a couple craft singles. Tied yourself over?
I do have craft singles, actually.
Why?
Are they for giving Vigo's heartworm medication? Do you wrap them up in there?
Dude,
and even that's kind of cruel. Do you wrap your medicine in there?
No.
Oh.
No, dude. Yeah, I'm pretty hungry. You know what? I bought some V8 yesterday, the day before yesterday, for the first time in a long time.
I could add a V8.
Oh, man, it's good stuff.
Heartburn City.
So what were you guys talking about? Yeah. Why didn't you guys call me earlier? I mean, it's not like I'm like begging, you know, begging for like as if it's your thing to do. But after half an hour.
I sent you a message.
My brain was the furthest thing. Like I was on woodworking.
I'm so glad that we decided to call.
That was pretty good. He didn't even say hello. He's just like, oh no.
Oh yeah, that was the rude awakening. That was the bus.
I'm sorry.
The bus is here now.
I don't know what to. I'm sorry. I'm just ashamed. I can't even keep a commitment.
Explains why your living room is a workshop.
That has to do with space.
So lidded boxes, huh? That's what's up. Hey, Eloy, yeah. What's on your bench?
Oh man, a lot of. Shavings.
Let's talk for a moment about dust collection control in a home workshop environment for a minute.
Unscratched.
To be fair, we
inquiring minds want to know. This is about home cleanliness. This isn't about workshop.
We don't know anyone else that is using woodworking tools in their living room.
Okay, so what's the question?
Dust collection.
When I say dust collection, I don't mean dust. You collecting the dust actively. I'm saying in the next room, is there an inch of dust the next day, or are you able to keep it to a dull roar?
No. The only thing that's covered with dust with sawdust, and or shavings, is the bench, below the bench, the floor, behind the lathe, the wall, and myself from head to toe. But I've got a what do you call that? The Harbor Freight dust collector. And I take that and I put that hose in the back. I fit it wherever, you know, it'll sit while I cut. So all the micro stuff goes in there for the most part. And then I use the that mask, that RZ thing. And it's not, you know, freaking perfectly clean. There's dust, but it's not, screw it, man.
Well, I was just wondering, you know, if it was a huge issue.
So do you like shut off your doors and everything to all the other rooms?
Yeah. Bedrooms and all that. Hmm. I'm not doing like a factor. So yes, I'm with the lathe and it is a messy thing, but it's not like I'm cutting full sheets of plywood. I'm, you know, anything like that or like anything like sanding and all that, except for the lathe, goes outside, you know. It's like, screw it, man. You know, why not? It's hot outside.
It's hot here. I can't imagine how hot it is there.
Fucking steaming, dude. It's hot. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're paying the climate controller room, you might as well do what you want in it.
Well, yeah. You know, the objective is to get a process going with the lathe and make stuff to sell is actually the thought behind that with that tool. I could have just stopped, but since I have the lathe, I might as well learn it. And just done what I usually do and sell what I usually sell, but I'm down a rabbit hole.
Hey, we talked about something before you got here. Like if you hit it big, you know, you didn't have any wants and had all the money you could want. Does that make any sense? What would you do? Like, would you go out and build your own house? Do you buy a bunch of toys? Bales is going to buy a bunch of, adult.
It was a Freudian slip.
Sure it was.
I meant like a, you know, a nice classic car, motorcycle, some tools, some drums. I didn't mean like, you know, Jackrabbit.
And money's no object?
No, you want a bunch of money.
Okay. And like, it's like money's no object.
Right. Cause Ryan and I were thinking we'd, you know, put it in, build our own house or fix a house. Doc said no, he'd just go on vacation and pay someone to build a house.
No, I'd move. I didn't know moving into an old house was I'm saying I'm not doing it myself though.
Yeah, so you'll move into an old house and have someone else fix it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be the pointing guy. Be like, yeah. I'd like this over here. I'm sure I would do some work, but it would be all the glory work, like the mantle.
I think maybe
3 years after the house was done, I would get around to getting the mantle done and be like, yeah, I did that mantle all by myself. Check that out, huh?
Eloy opens a franchise of gyms and becomes the new Tony Little.
You want to melt those chowder pounds away?
Mr. Chowder.
With a clip-on ponytail and everything.
He opens a chain of nationwide soup restaurants.
Is that guy with the ponytail that was pumped up and that used to do like the shakes and the power?
Oh, what the heck? He had
the gazelle.
The gazelle. I'm Tony Little for the gazelle. I've just done 10 lines of coke and I'm ready to go.
Was that what you're going to ask right now?
Yeah, yeah. What would you do?
I think.
Besides your chowder chain and your gym.
I think that if money were no object, I would purchase a house in a location that was fairly, extremely secluded, or not extremely, fair to extreme seclusion. It doesn't have to necessarily, money's no object, right?
This isn't going to escalate into a chowder cult situation, is it? Because it sounds like it's going that way.
No, I'm just saying, first of all, it has to be a secluded area.
Somewhere where there's a nice statue of myself for my minions to worship?
No. So really, I don't want to, I mean, in that scenario, I just want to have a house where there's a, for instance, a massive shop, right? Like bays. And there would be all the tools in there and like sections, like the wall, the lights turn on, Milwaukee, and all of it, like scaling the walls all over the place, just everything, just I'd have a music room, studio room, my ass. There's no freaking holding back, right? I'd have a full-fledged recording complex or studio. Nah, let's not go too crazy. Studio with everything and, you know, just to the nines. And really, those two things are my interest stuff. So I'd have that, and then I'd have a little room so I could sleep.
But would you still do your wood turning in your living room?
No.
Okay.
No, this is not necessarily an option because, you know, I have to do it. There's, you know what I'm saying? There's no other option for me at the moment. So why not? But yeah, I have a house in the middle of nowhere and that's freaking it, dude. I really don't, you know, I don't really want much more.
But would you build it yourself?
Screw that. If you have, if money's no object, you know, unless you have a key project, what, I'm going to be freaking hauling stones up the river, you know, on a sled.
Wait, you're building a pyramid now?
Oh, I didn't tell you?
Jeez.
I didn't tell you it's in the shape of a pyramid.
Calm down, Ramses.
And there's a throne at the top.
That's actually a great idea.
Jeez.
Imagine if someone pulled that off today. Be like, what are you building? Pyramid. What? Right at the end of the block. Really? Yep, pyramid.
Oh, I've got something to say about that.
Like, would people try to break in more often or be...
Could you imagine, though, at the end of the cul-de-sac, if there was a pyramid? Ever since the people with the pyramid moved in.
There's no place to hide. With a pyramid, there's no place to hide. If you come to attack it, it's sloped, right? It tapers. So what ends up happening is you can have your guardsmen, you know those, right, Doc?
The Chowdermen.
You can have your guards waiting up there. And
the royal chowder guards.
And flinging arrows.
Flinging.
Yeah, they don't have bows. Not in the budget. They just throw the arrows by hand.
Yeah. The pyramid costs a lot of money.
This wasn't cheap to bring this in.
The other night I saw a documentary that I think you guys will find interesting, maybe. So I didn't know this, but throughout history, we've heard of the werewolves and stuff. Obviously, we've heard of the, you know, through TV and books and this and that. But I saw a documentary where in ancient writings throughout the world from Asia to the New World, Europe, the Mediterranean, Egypt, and so on, there's actual accounts written about humans coming in contact with dog-headed men covered with hair and detailed descriptions and famous people like Marco Polo, Columbus, and even further back. So they'd come in contact with these creatures, and they looked human, except for the fact that their heads were like that of a dog, covered with hair, and they would not. All these writings, they say similar things. They would not talk necessarily. They understood each other, but they would actually howl, and they would understand each other. And these creatures could be quite tame. They stood upright. They were like humans, but with the heads of dogs, but at the same time could be so vicious that they'd go berserker, and they lived in the outskirts in secluded areas in woods, mountains, and so on. And the last thing is that that I remember is that the accounts say that they would kill people, whatever, animals, and they would let their bodies cook in the sun, and that's what they'd eat. What do you guys think of that?
Do these things have a name? I feel like they have a name.
They had a name, but it was so complicated.
Are they like jackals?
Jackals.
No, there's a name for them.
Do they wear clothes?
That I don't remember in the documentary, but they were covered in hair. So even if they did, you couldn't see their little dinghy.
And they were dog food or people food?
They didn't have dogs. No, according to what I heard, they ate animals and they also ate berries and drank wine. Like, they were, imagine another race of creatures, humanoid creatures, but their heads were animal-like. And I thought really crazy things.
Anubis.
Anubis.
That was the Greek god that had the head of a dog.
Yeah, but that was just one. That was just one god.
Right. They have a name. I cannot pronounce it.
Try.
Cynocephaly.
That's it. Cynocephaly.
Cephali. Okay.
I had that once, but I got some cream. And cream right
I heard that's awful.
So they were full time. They were a species. It wasn't like lycanthropy.
Right. They were an actual. According to what, I mean, I only saw that one documentary and then another one, but the other one was stupid.
Are you sure you weren't watching Stargate?
What year are we talking, Harry?
I like that movie, though. Oh, we're talking throughout history, dude.
When is the last recollection of these dog face people that you can remember from the doc?
I think they were talking about the Americas, the Caribbean, and then one of the excuses that the, or not excuses, but options that they gave to explain it away, was that maybe some races would be little others, you know, for superiority and whatnot. But it's too official, the writings, you know, it, like, official in that they're quite descriptive. You know what I'm saying? That they literally, these were animals. But humanoid.
I always thought this was just an Egyptian thing, but apparently this is like worldwide. Like, all cultures throughout history have had this.
The thing about
tale or myth or whatever.
Well, let me just mention this. The what I thought at the time when I saw that, I don't know why YouTube serves that up to me, but I go head in. I can't. Who's gonna not, you know?
Because you watch it. That's why they serve it to you.
Well, it's a vicious cycle, but the thing about that is that I thought to myself, what if these creatures were genetically, even back then, because I don't know if you guys have seen in these videos and stuff, they talk about all crazy stuff, that genetic mutations have occurred through. I mean, there's so many things. Aliens could have come down. And what if these were an offshoot or some sort of ancient technology that was lost where they actually manipulated genes? Or what if they were actually creatures that existed like that and no longer are with us, you know? So yeah, I thought that, because you know how they've intermixed animals, and you have different strange, like, they have a spider that webs out a spider web that's stronger than certain textiles, you know.
That's Spider-Man.
No, there's an actual spider that they genetically mutated. They mixed it with some other creature, and the spider's web is freaking, like, they're saying that they want to make clothing, and it's impervious to ripping and tearing, all sorts of crazy stuff. So there's manipulation out there, or at least tests of genetic manipulation. Are you eating popcorn?
Oh,
no.
Boy.
What?
No.
I have a list here of mythical creatures that I am, just give me a simple yes or no.
Okay.
All right. Unicorns.
Yeah. No.
Dragons.
Maybe.
Well, I'm a maybe on that one too. What about you guys?
Unicorns go back to rhinoceros.
Yes.
They're never really horses with horns.
Wait a second. So Bales, so then you're like, you're gonna rationalize everything.
Sorry, man. The old versions of the Bible before the King James Version specified that the unicorn was the rhinoceros, and there was another species of rhinoceros that had two horns, and they're different. But go ahead with your monster list. Sorry to derail you.
All right, mermaid.
No.
Merman.
Merman.
It'd be funny if he was like, yeah.
Excuse me. Merperson.
No.
Merson.
Leprechaun.
Oh, man. There's, There's a few of those running around.
He's on the fence.
Fairy.
Oh, you better believe it.
He lives in Miami.
Not even fair. That one wasn't. The Loch Ness Monster.
Yes.
Oh, just a yes. All right. Yeti.
There's multiple sea monster. There's, you know, Chappie in Lake Champlain.
I didn't know that.
Megalodon. Yeah.
Look it up.
Yes, Megalodon. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, Sasquatch, Bigfoot, Bigfoot.
That yeah, one. Yeti. That's what the next one was. Was
Sasquatch.
Yeti.
Sasquatch. I believe in the Sasquatch, not the Yeti.
Okay.
Sasquatch. No, no, no.
They don't live in the cold regions. Damn it.
No, that's a strong. That's a strong. I don't know. That's a strong. I don't think so. And a weak. Maybe.
All right. Give me a Pegasus.
Mm-hmm. No.
You don't believe in the horse with wings. Gotcha. And I'm not sure how you pronounce this one. A chimera? It is part lion, part goat, maybe?
Oh, man. What a screwed up creature.
Hold on. I got to see this. It looks like it's part lion, part goat, part snake.
Oh. No.
That's Indian. That's probably Indian.
Poor bastard.
That's a lot of parts.
The chimera or chimera, I don't know. I'm sure someone will call us out on it. According to Greek mythology, a monstrous fire-breathing hybrid creature of Lycia in Asia Minor, composed of the parts of more than one animal.
Ew.
Wow, that was really detailed.
Yeah.
Oh, lion, snake, and goat. Yes, that's what it was.
Is a chupacabra on there?
We've got the skunk ape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Skunk ape, right.
Yeah. But no. It's
the Jersey Devil.
Jersey. Oh, the thing that they, what is it, just like a couple years ago, they thought they saw one in a tree or something.
Lives in the Pine Barrens in New Jersey.
So it's a whole lot of no from Eloy.
Yeah. Well, I'll do a quick list real quick, and you just dog tell me if anything stands out to you that you think exists. So we got centaur, griffin, basilisk, ghoul, troll, imp, gnome, and pixie was the rest of the list.
No,
any of those do it for you?
No. The answer is no. All
right.
But it doesn't mean that you don't get curious about how those characters ended up in the past inside cultures. You know what I'm saying? That's more my shtick. As opposed to, you know, I have some secret like documentation where I'm like writing on the walls.
Yeah, there's a cork board back there with pins and string on it. I know it.
Yeah.
The dog face people.
Bro, you're not going to get me on that one, dude.
Trying to bring it back.
But with that said, you missed the lizard people, the reptilians. Well, you know the story with the reptilians?
Now we're getting into alien territory with the grays.
Well, why must you be so dismissive? Did you see the way Bale said grays? He goes like this. It wasn't like this with the grays. Like, you know, he goes with the grays, you know, as if, you know, they're to be dismissed. What if there's freaking aliens and stuff, dude?
I almost sketch.
I'm sure there's aliens.
I don't think so.
Oh, we're the only people. Damn it, Eloy.
You see, I just wanted to
he was going to, anytime, I think he's going to just post up the other way, whatever you say now.
He just pulled a Bales on me. I've been doing it to him for weeks, and he finally got his revenge.
He broke down for a second. He said, okay, well, I'll entertain that.
Yep, and boom.
Moment. It was great. Damn it.
Well played, E.
Hope you feel good about yourself now.
Success.
Have you guys ever had a TV show get canceled, like one of your favorite TV shows that just got canceled for no reason?
Yes. Recently.
Damn.
What?
Lethal Weapon.
Oh, did it already?
So season 2 just ended, and they're already looking to recast the guy that played Martin Riggs because a lot of people have filed complaints that he's a danger to the set, and he's difficult to work with, and he's hostile. But he's like the perfect Riggs. He's out of his freaking mind. And he has this great chemistry with the Wayans guy as Murtaugh. But apparently they didn't get along off set. So And the season finale just happened this week. So the end of season two is gone. So they're looking to, if it's even up for being renewed, they'll have to find another character. So then they're going to have to explain what happens to him. They'll like have to kill him off blindly, right? And introduce another one? Or do they just like full Becky number two, a la Roseanne, recast the guy? That's what
I was thinking, yeah.
Don't
like,
go
no one will notice.
Like, I don't like a lot of the new shows, especially the remakes. I'm like usually against remakes, but
well, that's what
Weapon was pretty dang good.
Well, that's what brought it up because we don't watch a lot of like network shows. We usually just watch like whatever on Netflix and we've last gosh 4 or 5 years have been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's a show we like, but yeah, they just canceled it. Just found out today they're canceling it.
I've never seen that. Why'd they cancel it?
Ratings.
I started watching some Netflix shows. And everyone knows Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. I'm done with that. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
This is not Netflix. This is YouTube Red. But I ended up finding it on some free streaming sites, so I didn't have to pay for YouTube Red. Sorry, YouTube Red.
Yes.
Cobra Kai.
Oh, okay.
It's cheesy as all hell, but it's still good. They do tons of callbacks to the movies. Really? Tons.
Did it feel that? So yeah, so it had that 80s yet not in the 80s feel, like bringing your memory.
No, it had the 80s. Like, I don't want to turn this into a spoiler cast, but
no, it doesn't matter.
So, like Johnny, right? He still has the red Camaro or Firebird in the show. Like it's supposed to be 34 years later.
Yeah.
So he's still driving around in that. And have you ever heard the theory about Karate Kid, how they say that the whole time Danny was the bully?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it feels a little bit like they're playing to that angle within the series of Cobra Kai.
Oh, it's a series?
It's a 10-episode series, yeah, first season. So Johnny's like, you know, an adult child still down on his luck, and Danny's like a very successful business owner, but he comes off as like a dick. So they're kind of spinning that whole Danny was the bully the whole time.
Danny was Karate Kid?
Yeah, Daniel-san.
Oh, Daniel. Okay.
You can watch the first two episodes for free on YouTube, and then they'll start charging you or make you sign up for YouTube Red.
Okay,
or you can just go to like watch series and, you know, throw a pop up blocker and watch the rest of them for free. Suck it, YouTube Red.
But did it bring back that feel?
Yeah, I mean they talk about Miyagi. They bring the bonsai trees back in. They bring the stupid, you know, the what was his move? The crow
cranes
of the crane. They bring that back in. They bring all of that stuff. The waxing the car, the fence, John Kreese, the bullying, all of it comes back.
I mean, those were good. Look, dude, back then, I guess it was because we're like literally the same. Well, not literally, but we're just about there, right? The same age. And didn't it? Well, you lived in the middle of a freaking cornfield, so I can't. We'll try to fix that. So, but when you'd go to the movies or you'd see back to back to back, there was stuff like Big Trouble in Little China, Gremlins. I mean, being bombarded with awesomeness.
You know, they're remaking Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Yeah.
But right? Weren't we bombarded constantly? It was like back to freaking Goonies, The Outsiders, back to back, bam, 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 G.I. Joe, then G.I. Joe, the movie, Transformers, everything, He-Man, dude, bam, boom, bam. It was amazing, dude.
I loved it.
Eloy just had like an 80s memory like stroke.
Conniption.
I'm telling you, man.
80s
guys. You might want to give Cobra Kai a try. See what you think.
Did you call that an 80s-gasm?
Yes.
That is the title of this episode.
80s-gasm.
Think about it. We had freaking MTV, which kind of sucked at the time because they never played the stuff you wanted to watch. But looking back, it was cool. And VH1. And they would be playing. I mean, all these things, all the bands, everything. Everything sucks after the 80s. I don't mean to bring that back up.
Really? Is this really how you feel?
Yes. Like, seriously.
I can't help but feel that you should have brought this up before.
So to call back to something that no one knows we're calling back to because we talked about it after we stopped recording. What age? Because this seems like a good segue, but probably not. What age do you feel like? Do you feel like you just got done with the 80s?
Who are you talking to?
Hey, you. Mm-hmm. Well, both of you, I guess. All of us. Everyone in this room.
Every day I wake up, I feel like it's 1986 again.
Really?
That's another thing we had. No, I'm kidding. That we have freaking
like 11.
We have Groundhog Day.
But do you feel like you just got out of high school?
No.
Really?
No, dude. I feel like I just stepped out away from the lathe is what I feel like. No, dude, you know how long it's been since those times? Dude, you know how much crap has happened since then? My goodness, no.
I know, but we were talking about it last week, weren't we?
Yeah.
Am I just imagining things?
Versus the age that you are.
Yeah.
Like I've been having a very slow burn on my midlife crisis. And I've been thinking about it a lot. Especially since my metabolism decided to just pack up and move to a different state at age 42. So I'll walk by a mirror and I'll be like, who the hell is that old bastard? Oh, shit, that's me.
No, dude, you're in great shape, dude. No. Give me a break.
Because in my head, sometimes I feel like I'm 18 and sometimes I feel like I'm in my mid to late 20s. 18 because I still feel like, you know, I'm a kid and I screw around all the time.
Yeah.
But 18 kind of sucked because I still lived at home. I had a lot of freedom, but I didn't have total freedom. I was still in school. I was still on that, you know, grind.
Yeah.
But in my late 20s, I was out of college. I had a car. I was in the city all the time. I was in all these original bands. I was having a blast.
You know what's just to say something about that. When you begin life and throughout life, there's procedures, unspoken and spoken, and they're copies of whatever other, you know, family structure, area, town does. And a lot of people go through their beginning stages thinking, well, this is the reality that's been placed in front of me, and this is what one does, and this is, and you follow that thing. And then some people at a certain point in time, they're like, wait a second, this is all horse crap. No, that's not how things should be. Or at least if they are, that's freaking stupid. And you start questioning, comes a point in time when you start questioning the methods, the means, the objectives, all these things. That happened to me from the freaking, I would say like, from 15, I started questioning, this is all freaking bullcrap, you know, it just started questioning things on a small scale, and it evolves, you know, we're offered a reality that's, you have to conform to certain things, and that's not true. It's just a perception thing. It's a cultural thing, but it's not something that you can actually... You know what I'm saying? There's outcasts that are considered outcasts, or people that do things that are different, eccentric and whatnot, because everybody else thinks that, oh, this is the way, because this is standard. It's all bullcrap. Just thought I should say that.
I'm going to reel you back, Neo.
Yeah, well, what?
So you feel in your head like a 43-year-old man.
In my head.
Or do you still feel that you're in the in your prime, in your 20s or in your 30s?
No, man. I feel like
you walk by the mirror and you're like, yeah, that's me. You don't ever have those moments like, who the fuck is this guy? What happened?
Yeah, it's a weird thing with me though, dude. Yes, you're right. I get it. But I get it. You look in the mirror and what the heck is this belly? Right? That wasn't there yesterday, but actually it was. I don't have that issue, at least not now. But I feel like, yeah, I'm 43, and that's what it is. Do I? If you asked me at 18 how a 43-year-old feels, I wouldn't. I'd think, damn, that's freaking old. That's an old timer right there. And so at that time, I would think that way. No, dude, I think that
I'm with Bales on that one because I feel mentally a lot younger than what I am. Not that I'm old or anything, but
where do you put yourself?
Physically, I feel like I'm my age. I still feel like I just got out of high school. Like,
really?
Literally. That young. Like maybe 19, 20, somewhere in there. Hmm. Mentally. I mean, you have your life lessons that you learned through those years.
Yeah.
But yeah, I still dick around like when I was 19, 20 years old. And
not me.
Eloy has totally accepted the curmudgeon life.
I guess.
No,
Doc, you got to weigh in here, buddy.
Yeah, probably like I go back and forth between like 16-year-old in my head, and like now I'm starting to have like heavy creep in of the old man. Like, I have old man, I make old man decisions like, oh, I better not wear those sneakers. I'm gonna be on my feet all day, my back will be killing me by the time, you know what I mean? Like, I have conscious thoughts, like, there's that going on now too. But in my head, it's like, oh, video games are you know, we got there some toys. Let's see those toys. We got Nerf gun fight. All right.
I still have Nerf guns.
And the thing is I kind of got away from that. My kids are making me a little younger right now.
Mm.
So there's that too. But yeah, what's in my head is the constant struggle now between old man and young man. Like, oh, I should do that. And then I'd be like, no, you should totally not do that. That is so dumb.
Well, do you think?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you think that has an effect because you're a parent, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, do you have that back and forth?
Yeah. I mean, I try to be true to myself, but at the same time, like,
yeah, I mean, because there's a lot of things that 19-year-old me wouldn't say that, you know, 33-year-old me says to my kids. Like, and if I was 19 or 20, I'd have been like, I probably would have laughed along with them or been like, you know. Do you see what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Do you get what I'm putting down here?
Maybe that's my problem because I don't have kids.
Could be.
I don't think it's a problem.
Your role is different as a father, and you act according because they're teaching and
you know,
admonishing and all that.
I'm the stiff upper lip dad though. I have two boys, so I try to just up two. I'll be quite you know.
Yeah.
Try to lay it down.
But you see, you know, that's all good. There are, my thing was like, you know.
I think you're full of shit. I think in your head, your slicked back hair, slim and trim Eloy with the Elvis silky olive oil voice. You're not this 43-year-old dude.
Make him a big star.
Hey, dude, I'll tell you what. I would have, I answered honestly because. Well, I've been banging away at the lathe all day, so I feel like all beat up. But I don't feel like I'm 18. No, dude, I don't.
But do you feel like you're 43?
I am 43.
Your body's 43.
And my body's 43.
So do you physically feel... I guess we're going physically now.
No, man, look,
When you picture yourself in your brain and you're doing like the Star Wars hologram... younger Eloy, what does he look like? Is he like old Darth Vader or is he young Hayden Christensen? You know,
it's weird, man. It's weird. If I do the hologram of 18-year-old Eloy.
No, not 18-year-old Eloy. Like your personification when you like think of yourself.
Yeah.
Is he old Chowderbeard hologram Eloy or is he young slicked back Johnny Cash Eloy?
Okay, let me tell you something. I actually think of it like this is me now. I don't really... Dude, you have to understand, everybody's brain has different... So I think of myself as I am now.
Yeah, very unique, to say the least.
Well, but wait a second. I mean, is it reasonable to... So I'm aware that time is passing by. Like, it's not like I've never been fooled. By time, I've never, ever. I realize there's a train we're on. Yep. That's the thing. I've always realized there's a train that we're on. So knowing that, you know, I'm aware of sure, time passes by and one forgets and this and that, but hell if it doesn't feel like 43. Maybe 43 feels worse. You know? I mean, come on. I mean, when we were kids, we used to ride bike. Dude, I remember getting on my bike. Oh, I'm going to go see my... Okay, check it out. Okay, mom, I'm going to go see Ernie. Okay, just be safe. And this. Okay, I'd get on my bike. Nonstop from one corner of Sweetwater to the other. I'd get there. I'd have to drag... No, I'd use the elevator with my bike. And then I'd go into Ernie's house, leave the bike sitting outside. We'd hang out, this and that. Hey, man, you think we should... Let's go to the comic book store. Dude, that's pretty far, yeah. Hey, let's go on. Okay. Hey, man, let's go to George's house. Okay, yeah. Let's... By the end of... And it was fine. And you were, like, slim and, you know, and sweat would be pouring. You'd drink water like this. And you'd keep going, and it was... Ask me to do that now. Dude.
It'd be like...
Yeah.
It's too much of a chore to even drink water like that now. It's like, oh, man, I got lost my breath drinking all that water too fast. My headache. Got the water headache now.
I rode my bike today, and it hurt, but I'll do it again.
That's the fall of Rome, my friend. Because when you were a kid, you never said, check this out, Bales. Mm-hmm. When you were a kid, you never said, I rode my bike today, it hurt, and I'll do it again. You were like, hell yeah, let's do this again now. But the way you just said that was like...
It never hurt. Had the middle part.
I saw pictures of that bike, and I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
I still ride it.
No, good for you. I was like, I'd have to not take... I couldn't wear my work pants and pedal a bike like that with the seat. I'd have to put on different pants.
I wear my Dickies.
Oh, do you?
Carpenter jeans.
Oh, well, then that might work.
I thought you meant like a Dickie. You wore a Dickie. No.
Like a fucking turtleneck?
I wear bicycle shorts and a Dickie.
He just wears nothing but his Dickie when he's... I still
dress like a kid, man. I got Carpenter jeans and Vans sneakers and a t-shirt.
The Carpenter jeans are comfortable.
They are comfortable, and they're durable.
Yes.
And for anyone... wondering in podcast land, I still ride a BMX with...
That's pegs. Awesome.
That's pegs.
That's freaking awesome.
Take it off any sweet jumps.
I tried to jump last week, and I totally... You know when you start falling, but you're still in the air and you're falling, and you're like, oh, crap. And then I just... Yeah, I bit the ground hard, covered in dirt and grass stains. In front of people, of course.
Did your life flash before your eyes?
No. Okay.
This is a good time to ask the question. How old did you feel when you did that?
When I was jumping, I felt like the kid from the movie Rad. When I was falling, I felt like Will Ferrell.
Should have pulled the Pee Wee Herman, got up, brushed yourself off, been like, I meant to do that.
Oh, well, here's the thing. So I was riding through a park with a baseball diamond. And I had to get up on a trail, and there was, you know, like a curb in the way. So I figured I'd just pop up over the curb. I'd use the curb as a ramp, basically. But I hit it wrong, and my weight shifted, and I started to tumble in midair. Front end, I go over the handlebars, but I never let go of the handlebars. My body hits. I yelped in midair. I totally remember yelping. But somehow I did a judo roll back up to my feet, never let go of the handlebars, jumped up back on the bike, and took off.
No 5-second pause to look around first.
I already knew that there was three people behind me because I'd just ridden around them on the trail.
Let me ask you this question, Bales.
Yeah. It didn't hurt the next morning.
No, but that's not... Let me ask you this. Did you stretch before you got on the bike?
No, I didn't.
Good answer, because...
I should have.
That answer. See, that returns us to the thing. When you were a kid, you didn't think, I'm going to stretch prior to getting on this bike and hauling ass down the...
Nope.
Never thought that. But now you think, maybe I should stretch. It's sort of like greasing up the joint. You know, you got to grease it up, you know, the joints, stretch them. And that's what we're facing, dude.
But I'm still rocking the 80s mentality that I don't wear a helmet, and I probably should. because I'm a dickhead. So I should probably get a helmet before I really hurt myself.
That, on a bike, I never understood.
It doesn't take that high of a fall to give yourself some brain damage.
Okay, yeah. See, but that you're saying, back then...
Oh, I would have never thought about it.
That would.
In fact, right now, I'm going to go put a baseball card in my spoke.
Nice. I tried to rollerblade on a half pipe 3 years ago and busted my face off the metal on the half pipe.
Dove into a half pipe.
I did not dive into a half pipe. I got going back and forth old man style.
Oh, okay.
I
had to pump start the half. No way.
Rollerblades fell out from under me and I just smacked my eyebrow.
I was standing on a quarter pipe in a friend of mine's backyard and someone flipped me a skateboard and I was like, there is no amount of money for me to try to transition. He's like, go ahead. I was like, in my work boots, there's no way. No way.
But that was one of those things for me. Like, my kids were at the skate park with me, and I was like, dad's got this. Just epic failure right in front of me.
That's where the old man in my head is like, hey there, buddy.
Right. But that was one of the things, like, where in my mind, I was like, I'm still young. I can still do this. Yeah. And could not.
All right, somewhat related. Have any of you guys been to those Sky Jump or Sky Zone places?
My kid just went there 2 weeks ago, but I have not.
My kid goes.
I totally wanted to do it.
Screw that.
What?
I totally wanted. No, the trampolines and the foam block pits. So I totally wanted to do it.
Just said screw jumping.
Screw jumping.
Yeah.
But I recently played this corporate benefit for the Travis Roy Foundation. He's a hockey player that got paralyzed in college. And he was talking about a guy that had gone to one of these sky jump places, jumped wrong, landed wrong, paralyzed, neck down.
Damn.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Man. And, yeah, but here I am, 18-year-old Bales in my head, doing double flips off these trampolines into the foam pits, and now I'm like, I'm not so sure that's a good idea.
Yeah. Best you don't.
I do know it seems as you get older, you do evaluate things a little bit more in depth before you try them.
I have never had this self-preservation fear.
Mm. So this is a this year thing for you, huh?
Yeah, it's new. Even on the roof this year, I was like, maybe I should get Maybe I should get a ladder hook, a ridge hook, so I don't fall to my death.
That inclination was pretty steep. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you this.
It makes perfect sense that you'd be a little bit, because that's like that, dude.
Yeah, but I never have before. I just ran right up that roof.
Yeah, that's insane.
All right, let's put it, let's ask this way. Now, Bales, you work in IT. Is that fair to say?
Yep.
Okay. So you make your living in a non physical. What do you think that has something to do with it? Cause I know like when I'm sizing something up with my kids, am I going to jump on the skateboard? I'm always thinking, am I going to be able to hold my pliers on Monday?
That's not the question you should ask him. You should ask him what the vending machine outside his door contains.
We don't have vending machines.
I get that because
you know what I'm saying? Like,
we played hockey for a few years. And I stopped doing it because I kept hurting my back. I was like, man, I can't do this or I can't work.
I know what you're saying, because now that I've been picking up all these gigs, these drumming gigs, I will, if I know I'm working on Friday or Saturday, I will not go in the workshop on a Thursday. Because if I get a cut or nick my hands, I don't want to mess up my playing.
Bales.
What?
You're right. Choose your battles.
Damn it, Eloy.
I totally understand what you're saying, though, because I'm with you on that. Old man.
I hate you.
No, it's totally, like I said, I identify more as the old man now, for sure.
This so turned into the old guy cast.
No, I'm not riding bikes with Eloy anymore,
but I'm ready to go. Like, I think that I'm about to hit my stride. Like, I went bald at a really early age, so I got over all that other stuff. So I'm ready to enter the old man. Like, I'm ready. I'm when I hit 40, I think I'm just gonna go super crotchety.
Like Gran Torino crotchety.
What'd you say?
Like Gran Torino?
That not quite property? Like that. More like walk into the room and be like, everyone shut up.
Sit down. Oh, you don't do that already?
Not yet.
So let me ask you this.
Kids are so cute.
Let me ask you this. When you guys are surfing, this is for everyone here.
Surfing? I've never surfed.
When you're surfing the web.
Oh, the web.
And have you ever gotten an ad pop up on YouTube, wherever the hell?
Viagra?
Where it shows. No, see, that's more violent of a discussion, but let's go to this.
Violent? Did you say violent?
For lack of a better.
They're not suppositories, dude.
Now, have you ever gotten Bales? We'll start with you.
All right.
Have you ever gotten one of those commercials pop up ads, AdSense ads, that show a guy sitting on a park bench or whatever, an old guy, and there's ladies around, and then he looks up and he says to the camera, you know, everybody looks at a 50 something year old or 60 something like this sitting at a park bench, but he gets up, takes off his freaking shirt, muscles, he's freaking all pumped, and the ladies just run towards him, jump on him. And say, have you seen that commercial?
No.
Yes, you have.
No, I have a pop-up blocker, so no, I haven't.
I have okay. not seen that specific.
I know what you're talking about. Here.
Is this an old dude taking like supplements?
Yeah.
Like borderline steroids?
Something like that. Have you seen it?
All the way steroids. I've seen it.
Okay. All right.
So he's just like super ripped and old.
What's the point?
Well, Bales screwed it up, you know, because he's got ad blockers.
Oh, I can't answer the question.
They're offering Bales that. So,
Doc wants to answer the question, Evoy.
Oh, wait a second. Doc said yes. So that's a perfect. So let's move on to Doc.
I'm here. I'm trying to play too.
Well, no, I wanted to see because I just wanted to obliterate Doc. Bales, and yet I couldn't do it because he freaking has ad block, whatever the hell it's called.
He's one step ahead of you.
Well, you get the point of why I was doing
it again.
I was gonna say that they know what you know.
Oh, I'm sure I fall into a certain aging demographic.
Rogaine, Propecia.
Yeah, not Propecia. I don't even. That's way too far gone.
Do you have back hair and hate which it? One? Do you not have head hair?
Yeah.
Which one's?
Getting hair back on my head is a lost cause.
Are you so? If you let your hair grow out, are you full on, or do you got the clown thing going on?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I have the horseshoe.
Eight ball with a hula skirt.
There's nothing wrong with that though.
There's everything wrong with that to let that grow in, especially when your head is whitey white white because you wear a hat all the time and your hair is darky dark dark.
Man, you missed a perfect opportunity to say Hattie Hat Hat in there too.
Oh, Hattie Hat Hat.
You haven't started going gray?
No. I mean, a couple white poke through every once in a while. Yeah. I have like the rust color is starting to come in, but that's from the sun. That's always happened to my hair. Even when I had it on my head, it gets like reddish.
Hmm. You seemed genuinely astonished that he hadn't had gray yet. When did you start getting gray?
Late, very, very late 30s.
Really?
I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, like 1 year I had all these red highlights in my beard, and I was like, oh, this is rad. And then and I shaved it off, and the next year they all came in white.
Oh.
I totally skipped gray, right to white.
Dang. Yeah, I'm sure I'm sure I'm not very far from that. But I'm gonna rock it.
They sell a product called Dark and Lovely, I think.
That's not what Dark and Lovely is. No, not at all.
Is it dark and beautiful? Is it dark and beautiful? What is the product?
You want a little just for men?
Oh, that's the one. What was Dark and Lovely?
Yeah, you tell us.
Do not Google that. I don't even know. I'm just saying that that's not a good idea. That sounds bad. That sounds like that's gonna.
Well, what does it mean? Because apparently, you know, it's a.
You
so,
tell us.
I don't know. I'm just saying, don't Google that.
Yeah, it rolled that's right off the tip of your tongue, pretty easy.
Me.
Google it. Google Dark and Lovely.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
You even had a little hand motion that went with it. What was up with that?
Who, me?
No, Elo.
Oh my gosh, he is correct. It's called Dark and Lovely.
Thank you.
Dark and Lovely hair care.
Thank you. I knew it.
Why are you asking about this? It says it's for Black and African American hair care.
Well, isn't it supposed to paint your beard? I don't freaking know, dude. The point is, if you got gray and you don't want it there, paint your beard.